This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. British defense officials said Sunday 4 months of brutal fighting in Ukraine appear to be straining the morale of troops on both sides, prompting desertions and rebellion against officers' orders. Quote, combat units from both sides are committed to intense combat in the Donbas and are likely experiencing variable morale, Britain's defense ministry said in its daily assessment of the war, which has been raging for almost 4 months. Quote, Ukrainian forces have likely suffered desertions in recent weeks, the assessment said, but added that, quote, Russian morale highly likely remains especially troubled. It said, quote, cases of whole Russian units refusing orders and armed standoffs between officers and their troops continue to occur. The British note said many Russian soldiers of all ranks, quote, likely remain confused about the war's objectives. Meanwhile, in an interview published on Sunday in a German newspaper, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said nobody knows how long the war could last, warning it could last years. He also urged allies, quote, not to weaken support for Ukraine, even if the costs are high, not only in terms of military aid, but also because of the increase in energy and food goods prices. In recent days, Gazprom, the Russian gas company, has reduced supplies to two major European clients, Germany and Italy. In Italy's case, energy officials are expected to huddle this week about the situation. Germany will limit the use of gas for electricity production amid concerns about possible shortages caused by reductions from Russia, the country's economic minister said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Sara Duterte, daughter of outgoing Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, is sworn in as vice president after a landslide victory, AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports. Meanwhile, at least 25 people were killed by lightning or landslides over the weekend in Bangladesh. While millions were left stranded or homeless in low-lying northeastern parts of the country, faces the worst monsoon floods in recent history, officials said. In the neighboring Indian state, at least 17 people were killed during the wave of flooding that began this month, police officials said on Sunday. Many of Bangladesh's rivers have risen to dangerous levels, and the runoff from heavy rain across Indian mountains are causing the situation to worsen, said the head of the state Flood Forecasting and Warning Center. Thousands of policemen, army personnel have been deployed to parts of the country to help search and rescue efforts. About 105,000 people have been evacuated so far, but police officials estimated that over 4 million people were still stranded. Bangladesh and India have experienced increasing extreme weather in recent years, causing large-scale damage. Environmentalists warn climate change could lead to more disasters, especially in low-lying and densely populated Bangladesh. Hundreds of people demonstrated in Tunis on Sunday in a second day of protest against a constitutional referendum called by President Kais Saied that his opponents say would cement his hold on power. The demonstration was organized by a coalition including the largest party in parliament, a moderate group dissolved by Saied in March. It followed a similar protest on Saturday and a strike on Thursday by a powerful labor union over the government's economic reform plans, which brought much of the country to a standstill. The president's supporters say he is standing up to elite forces whose bungling and corruption have condemned Tunisia to a decade of political paralysis and economic stagnation. Recapping our top story, British defense officials said Sunday 4 months of brutal fighting in Ukraine appear to be straining the morale of troops on both sides, prompting desertions and rebellion against officers' orders. Meanwhile, in an interview published Sunday in a German newspaper, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said nobody knows how long the war could last, warning it could last years. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.